The all-new Kubota M-Series hit the market last month, and Kent Brown, product manager with Kubota, talks about the tractor and what separates it from the competition.
You know, first of all, new to Kubota is it's a heavier tractor. You know, it's about a 14,000-pound base weight on the tractor. It's our first tractor with closed-centered hydraulics. That's definitely important for the row crop market. It's got bar axles for dueling up the rear of the tractor, adding more stability and weight, you know, putting power to the ground, as well as the technology that's going in this. You know, and one thing that really separates us from the rest of the competition is our technology. We've got an all-in-one tractor monitor system that not only is going to monitor what is going on with the tractor itself, it's fully ISOBUS compatible, so that whenever if a customer's got an ISO-compatible implement, they can basically plug and play, and it pops right up on one monitor. No need for additional monitors in the tractor. Also, with our premium tractor and our large 12-inch Pro monitor, it's going to have the ability for auto guidance and auto steering right in one monitor. So again, no need to clutter up the right-hand side of the tractor with several different monitors when we can do everything all in one with our new performance monitor.
Kent describes the all-new LM2605.
Where Kubota's been in the hay market and take it to a new level. With our current M-Series we have on the ground, we've been able to hit the hay market and the livestock production market. But now we're going to look toward the commercial hay producers and the larger, higher-end beef, cattle, and dairy livestock operations. And one thing that we're really excited about with all of our new M7s is the new loader. Because whenever you get into that hay market and the livestock production market, they want a high-performing loader to go along with the tractor. And with the new LM2605, we're going to have a class-leading lift capacity and class-leading performance.
Mike D., Southeast AgNet.